Hello.
Good morning, Andy. It's time for you to start your radio show. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Andy Lopez, the invisible gardener, has been helping folks from around the world, and he can help you too. Listen to Don't Panic, It's Organic every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can just listen, or you can call in and talk directly to the Invisible Gardener right here on bbsradio.com/don't panic, it's organic. That's Don't Panic, It's Organic every Saturday afternoon on bbsradio.com/don't panic, it's organic.
Hello, everybody. Here we go. Hello, everybody. How are we doing today? This is Andy Lopez, better known as the Invisible Gardener. It's a long story how I got the name. That was another show. You missed it a couple of times already. Today, this month is called Natural Pest Control Month. And today it's called Dances with Ants. And it's all about, let's see, oh, ant control. Yep, it's all about natural ant control. I call it Dances with Ants. That's also the title of my book, Dances with Ants. I changed one of my first book that I wrote was How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time, and of course it had an ant, natural ant control chapter in it. I didn't change it to Dances with Ants until I saw the movie Dances with Wolves, and how the guy. It communicated with the wolves, and so this is a process of communicating with the ants. Okay, so I call it Dances with Ants. So we're going to be talking about natural ant control today, right? And I'm going to also explain to you what the soil, right? The soil has to do with natural ant control. I was on a site not too long ago where they were talking about ants. You know, they're having an ant problem. And, of course, people suggest all the usual stuff from give them cornmeal, corn grits, but because that, you know, what happens is you give them corn grits, dry corn grits. When they eat it, they take it back to their colony, but it blows up their stomach because it gets wet and it just destroys them from within. And there were a variety of other different types of, I call it torture techniques that you can use to try to control, to not to control, but eliminate the ants. And I'm also reminded of a movie called The Ants, where it starts off with ants who are, you know, radiated from a nuclear, leftover nuclear something, and they became giant ants, and they attacked the locals there. It's all about how the locals were fighting and what they were doing and everything. And they blew up the whole town. They destroyed everything. And, you know, in the ants were still there. In the end, the ants were still there. And so so today's show is called, it's called Dances with Ants. And what I was thinking of doing is that when you can email me. Well, see, what I want you to do is to sign up, get the newsletter. If you're not getting the newsletter, you can sign up, get the newsletter. That automatically will enter you into the current contest. And then contest, I'll talk about the contest later. But what I was thinking of, because this is called Dances with Ants, is that I would give away a copy of my Dances with Ants ebook, right? It's called Dances with Ants. And you can get that free. And it should be a simple way of just sending me email, you know. Rather, you know, you don't have to go through all that. But the ideal scenario for me would be if you go sign up for my newsletter, and then and there's a place you can leave a comment. It says, Andy, I heard you on whatever station I happened to be on at the time. This is one that I shoot mainly right now from bbsradio.com, but I also have a couple other stations that this show will get rebroadcast on, podcast, and it's also, I have other shows, but it depends on where this one shows up. But just mention which show you're from, right? And I will email you back the Dances with Ants ebook right away. I'm thinking, here's what I'm thinking, okay? I also have a new book called Don't Panic, It's Organic. And guess what? Inside of it is the Dances with Ants book. So I took the Dances with Ants book and put it right slap in the middle of that there book. Yep, sir. So I'm thinking, maybe I should just give you the Don't Panic, It's Organic book. But that's my new book. I'd rather you bought it. But at the same time, it has a Dances with Ants in there, and I'm giving away. And I'm thinking of doing, having an Earth Day, Earth Month, because this is really Earth Day coming up, and it's, I call it Make Every Day Earth Day, and this is Earth Day Month, okay? So here's what I'm going to do for Earth Day Month. And I'm thinking as we go, because things change. I was going to do it a certain way. Then I said, well, by the way, I have the... Oh, great. I love this. Okay. I'm doing a radio show right now, right? Who's this?
I'm looking for Scott Moore.
Oh, gee whiz. This is one of those days where everybody's going to be calling. See, what happens is I...
Call from California. Call.
I can't even turn it off, man.
I'm no caller.
Holy cow. Okay, I'm back. Sorry. But what happens this happens to me all the time regularly, because when I do something, I send out this incredible amount of energy out. Pick it up, right? And it happens. It doesn't hurt that it gets sent out through transmission waves, right? It gets sent out through the physical waves, because I send stuff out in a non-physical form. That's when I do my cosmic spaceship. The music I send out is in holographic form, which transcends physical wires. But anyway, the people pick it up, and then they just don't know what to do. They contact me, right? I can't get my friends and family to listen to the show, but they call me here, and I've been doing a radio show in my home since, since I was going to say since 2000, for a long time I did it at home too, but initially I would go to studios and do it there. And that's great. They would call me when I was live on the air, But when I started doing it at home, which I've been doing it a lot, I would say 2000, but it's a little bit earlier than that, maybe 89. Well, I started, make a long story short, in 1984, I got a computer, I think it was a Commodore 64, and at that time I set up what's called a bulletin board system, a BBS, is where people would dial into that computer and talk. You didn't have the internet, you had a way for other people to talk to each other. It was kind of cool. I had 8 lines. In other words, I paid for 8 different phone lines, and it was, I remember all this stuff. I don't know why I'm telling you this thing. I don't know. Because it's really, it's me, right? Let me do this. That's what I was doing before I was doing my meditation. Anyway, so I have a winner. We have a winner for last week's, last month's show. And last month's contest. And the person's name is Laura, and she is from North Carolina. By the way, when you do this, it would be kind of nice if you can say, we're in North Carolina. Because the one thing I have to do now with Laura is to get her address from her, right? But anyway, so she won a March's contest. She won the Grower's Kit, Invisible Gardener's Grower's Kit. In the Grower's Kit, I have, I wonder if my voice is too loud. Maybe it is. By the way, if you hear that noise in the background, that's the computer. I have no way of silencing the fan. That fan just makes a lot of noise, and it picks it up and it vibrates the whole desk, and you pick it up, Maybe it's just in case you thought I was vibrating, because I do that too. yes. Okay, I think it's okay here, right? Everything appears to be cool. I don't know, just checking, you know. Let's see, what is that? What do I do here? It's kind of tricky, this Skype thing is tricky because it just doesn't really, I don't know what's happening half the time with this. I was trying to get the text thing back up again. I'm having a weird day today. It's a long story because everybody's having a weird day. We're all having a weird, the civilization is having a weird time right now. Okay, so, you know, that's understandable. Anyway, so she won the Grower's Kit. And in the Grower's Kit is 5 pounds of Invisible Gardener's Rock Dust Blend. This particular, and you know, every time I do something, when I do things, it's not like I'm a machine and make them the same way. I think they get better. So the Rock Dust Blend has been evolving over the years because I find I have more access to different types of rock dust. When I first started doing this, in 1970, when I was first selling my stuff, I only had like one or two companies I was getting stuff from. I remember Fur Trail, and they're still around. They're on the East Coast, and they sold New Jersey green sand, right? And then somewhere along the line, I think in the early 70s, I ran into Nitron Industries, and they were selling glacial rock dust. And then I ran into Azomite from Colorado. And now I have over 14. I was counting it just the other day because I'm going to update my rock dust page in my rock dust book. I have over 14 different rock dust sources. I think I may have just added a few more. And hopefully next year when I do my another Rock Dust Month, I'm going to have like a big gathering of all these different companies that are going to pop into the radio show because there's tons and tons of resources of rock dust. Remineralize.org is a great source of information. Joanna Campy was going to be on here, but the fire disconnected it. And I haven't, you know, it's not fair to, I mean, when I'm a guest, I don't like that people contact me the day before or even a month before. They say, Andy, I want you to be a guest on next month's show. I go, well, let me look and see, because more than likely I won't be able to do it. Same thing with other people. I usually like to be told several months in advance so I can organize it. You know, I'm busy. We all have lots of things to do. So I didn't want to tell them, you have to come to my show next month. You know, so it's just like what I just did today. I sent an email to my friend Stephen Longfellow Fisk. Excellent musician. He wrote Earth Anthem. And I usually play it during Earth Day celebrations, and it's really, really cool. But because we got a notice from YouTube that one of the songs that somebody had sent me, I think it was a Garden Walk or something like that, was not copyright free. The company, you know, YouTube is very good at finding out music that's not, you know, and what they do is they'll pay the artist. Anyway, so I wanted to make sure from him that we're cool, because he'll have to send me a letter. That way, if YouTube says something, we say, no, we have the artist's permission right here. So I'm going to have to require a written permission from the artist in order for me to put up any of your songs. So I emailed him today. I called him. He's busy. But the point was, I said, well, can you come on this show this month? Like this month. And so I said, you don't have to come on this month, but we can definitely plan on either for next Earth Day month, or you can come on any time during the year because this Earth Anthem is amazing. It has a lot of other songs that I love to play. So I want to reaffirm that I can play his songs. The only one I really play is there's two of them. What's the Earth Anthem that he wrote? And the other ones is how you're going to do what you're going to do today, you know, how you're going to make it work today. Anyway, congratulations, Laura. And I never give out the last name, from North Carolina. I know some places in North Carolina and South Carolina. Okay, so today we're talking about, and the way you enter the contest is through the newsletter. It'll say click on here to enter the contest, and that's the only way you can enter it. I used to try to just get people's emails, but I get way too much emails, too much junk emails, and I'm looking for it. And a lot of times I can't figure it out. You know, by the time I'm counted 300 emails, and it's like, I can't look anymore. And I tend to miss them. So they have to go through a certain way to get into a certain box so I can get at it. And that's the newsletter. It's also good that you get my newsletter, because I tell you everything about the radio shows, connect you with the current blogs that I write. I do about what's in the stores, so you know what's in the Super Seaweed when they're having a Rock Dust special. When you're having right now for Earth Day, for example, I think the Don't Panic It's Organic ebook is for sale for 99 cents. It's normally $19.99. It's a brand new one. But I think I just decided to give it. You can buy it up there, right? But all you have to do is go there and sign up for the newsletter. If you're already getting the newsletter, then click on Enter Me in the this Month's Contest. And all you have to do is say, I heard you in April, whatever day today was, and Andy said you would send me back my Don't Panic, It's Organic ebook for free. And I'll send it to you for free. Plus, I enter you in the contest. Being entered in the contest. If you win the contest, like this lady, what was her name? Laura. So she also won. Not only did she win the grower's kit, right? No, but she also won a free lifetime membership into Club IG. That's the club I run. Instead of Club Med, it's Club Invisible Gardener, IG. See, Club IG. And so as a club member, she's going to get my other ebooks free. And there's a whole list of them up there, from a natural pest control book. That's the last book I did. It's called Natural Pest Control, Alternatives to Chemicals for the Home and Garden. I told you the first one is How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time. In between then, there's a natural lawn care, natural flea and tick control, the natural rose care, natural tree care, natural fruit tree care. did I say natural rose care? How to keep mosquitoes from biting you. There's a rock dust one, the foliar spraying one, which explains foliar spraying, organic grower's guide. It's called Organic Grower's Guide. I'm just remembering everything, pulling it out. There's probably a few other ones that I missed in there. I did one, How to Make Your Own Misting System. Of course, I told you about the mosquito ones. So there's roughly 20, I think this is 21. So you get all those ebooks. More importantly, you get access to the organic hotline, so you can talk to me. As a member, you can always call me here. You can tell the engineer, I'm a member, and I want to talk with Andy. Boom, you're talking to me, right? And you can also, there's a special email that you can send to me. That way it goes into a special box, and I have an Ask Andy forum on the website. Of course, the organic hotline is another way to talk to me. You know, that's the phone number I give you, so you can call me up. Monday through Fridays, I usually do it. You can try calling during the day. If I'm home, I'll answer you because I work. But usually it's between 5 and 9 p.m. at night, except for Sunday. Okay? 5 to 9 p.m. Don't call at 9 p.m. because the phone, and I shut down at 9 p.m. I'm actually a robot. And,
the robot just shuts down 9 p.m.
Okay, so let's see. We got that. I got this one. For April, one of the things I'm doing is I'm giving away, the winner will get not only the grower's kit, right, which is a 5 pounds of rock dust blend and a quart of the super seaweed, which I invented. I invented the super seaweed when I started doing my services. And the rock dust blend's been going through lots of different changes. But the person will also get, of course, a lifetime membership in my club. And what they're going to get, here's some more stuff. So I have two versions of the Don't Panic, It's Organic. There's a black and white version, which normally sells for $20. And then there's the color version, which is not available at all other than through me. That's a long story, but when I first put it up on Amazon to sell, it cost me roughly $50 to print because it's color pages, and as opposed to the $20 version, which doesn't cost that much to print. But so they basically said, well, it has to be sold for minimum $89 or something like that, right? So that's the minimum they wanted to sell it for. So I said, okay, $89.90 is not a bad deal. You know, maybe I can make $100 and try to make a little money off of it. That's the idea. And the $20 was the black and white version of it. But what happened was is that within a week of it going on sale, Amazon sells to other third parties, right, and who then turn sell the product, whether it be Barnes & Noble, whatever. So this one company, so I get an email saying, Andy, I was going to buy your book, the color version, but it's on sale for $300 on Amazon. $300, I go, okay. So I went up, yeah, it was, $300 for Amazon. This is brand new. Of course it's brand new, but $300. So I called them and they said, well, you have a right to sell whatever you want. It's a great book. We think it's worth $300. And I go, yeah, but you're, you know, messing it up for other people who just shouldn't be paying $300 for it, because I'm the guy who wrote it, and I don't think you should get more than $100 for it, or maybe $120, $150 if you want to make $50 off the book. I don't know. But $300, for crying out loud. So I contacted Amazon. They said, yeah, third-party blenders, they could sell it for whatever they want to. We don't control that. And I said, well, what I do control is I'm not going to print the book to the public. I'm going to do a private printing. So that's what I did. I printed 100. I'm only going to limit to 1,000 of these color versions of it. I have a month up for sale on my website for $55 for Earth Day special. And then they'll go back up to $100. And then once they're signed by me and they're signed by the artist. It's my daughter-in-law. You'll see this about 12. Well, I told her I wanted one page per chapter of really beautiful artwork. Ideally, you guys should buy the actual framed version of it. It's up for sale on Fine Arts America. But so this is like, so what I do is I tell people, look, you know, my first book, well, the first book I just totally destroyed. You use it all the time, destroy. The Natural Pest Control book, when people bought it, I have one version now that's just totally destroyed because I use it so much. You use it, you write on it, you do all kinds of stuff, but it gets destroyed. So the color version shouldn't be used that way. It should be handled with gloves. It should be protected. And you'll be surprised how valuable it will be in just a short time. But the black and white version is to be used. You use it that way. So that's why the winner will get the black and white version and the color version. The color version, you put it away, you show it to people, you handle it with care. The black and white version, just use it, okay? And then you'll get that. And then you also get the lifetime membership, of course, and you get the grower's kit, right? That's a good deal. That's a really good deal. And then that'll be going on. So the only way you can enter, if you're a member, you still have to click through on the newsletter, say, I'm a member. There's a place in the members corner. I'm a member. The members will get something different. They'll still get the grower's kit, right? They'll get the grower's kit. If they haven't gotten the color version or the black and white version of it yet, they'll get that. Because a lot of members just join and they don't necessarily buy the book, but because they get it in the ebook version. So that's another thing. When you join, when you become a member, you get access to the members section, and then in their members page, you have how to get all your free ebooks, and you click on it, it has all the ebooks you can download. Every single one I mentioned before, you can download. And then every few years, I upgrade them. So this year, I'm going to go through them and upgrade them again. Okay, so let's see. So now we're going to talk a little bit about what happened? I don't know. It's just everything's just so. Okay, next page. Okay, so let's see. I was supposed to give out the phony numbers. Again, if you're listening to the show here, you probably know these numbers already, right? I'm figuring, you know, how could you, and you're listening to a podcast, you're not interested in calling anyway, but just in case you're sitting there, because I'm used to when I did the show over the brick and mortar, right, I would give out the number and people would just get the urge to call regardless of what they're doing, you know, so I've had to before a submarine captain call me when they're at the base, at the bottom of the ocean there somewhere, they had an problem. I've had a police officer call me from a motorcycle, right, I'm pulled over to call you because, you know, I had a boat captain call me out at sea where they were fishing. He said, I'm listening to the show on your podcast. All of them were listening to it on the podcast and not live. I missed the live aspect of it. I like to have people call me. So I want to make it available to them while they're driving around, watching TV or doing all this stuff to pick it up off the air. So I'm hoping eventually these things will eventually get simulcast over the air. It's one of the things I have to do in order to expand the show. I have to go like back to the Santa Barbara station and say, look, you know, you can simulcast my station. How much money do you want? Because I have to pay them, right? And they will simulcast my show on their station. If I was really famous, I would say, no, you have to pay me and I will allow you to simulcast my show. See? So I reach a middle ground. I say, look, you know, good content for you and it's good for me and it won't cost you any money and you get some more listeners. See, that's the middle ground. Rather than me pay you and you pay me, let's just do it this way. So I have to go do that, but unfortunately I can't travel around the country to do that. So if you're a station out there, right, and you're listening in and you want to carry my show, I'll show you how to do it. You should know how to do it already. All you have to do is listen to the show and rebroadcast it. It's as simple as that. There's lots of ways to do it, but basically that's it. You pick a slot, a time slot, I'm on the air, the engineer pushes the button, and bingo, I'm through there, and people can call me right on the air. That's what my goal is to do, okay? But anyway, I'm going to give you the phone number. Imagine I've been going on a half hour, I haven't even said anything about the Dance of the Ants or Heal the Earth or any of that stuff, huh? Holy cow. But if you want to call me, it's 888-627-6008. I'm still speaking funny because I don't have an upper and lower teeth. I've been taking... Dennis is another story. 323-744-4831 is the direct line. And of course, we use Skype over here. It's BBS Radio PR, all lowercase, to call in. Then Mr. Engineer here will immediately jingle something on his little thing here saying, you know, there's somebody you need to talk to. I don't see what else is going on here. Oh, maybe that's it. No, that's not it. Oh, maybe that's it. Let's see what this is. Calling the show. There you go, see? I'm sorry, the windows keep coming and going. It's like, what the heck's going on here? Okay, so like I said, the direct line, 323-744-4831. Skype, BBS, Radio, PR. And there's another number here. Another Skype number is 530-636-6080. Okay, that's only during the live show, like right now. Okay, so... And I'm happy to talk to you. As I was saying earlier, when I started the show, I was just recently on Facebook, and they were talking about one of the gardening shows there, one of the gardening pages there, and people were having this lady had an ant problem, and everybody was giving her advice as to what to do about the ants. And when I first started doing services in 1970, I remember I don't know if my first customer or really close to it, the lady says, I'm having an ant problem, you know, and I go there and I'm looking around and there's a whole bunch of things that are wrong with the place. But the main thing that was going on is that it was a big giant tree next to the house. The tree had ants climbing up it, and they were literally falling down from the branches onto the house. Literally, so coming down from the roof everywhere. And I said, well, you don't have an ant problem, you have a tree problem. Okay. And then at that time, I wasn't really as smart as I am now. But at that time, I said, you don't have an ant problem, you have a tree problem. And I thought I was really being really smart to say that, you know. But looking back, I should have said, you don't have an ant problem, you have a soil problem, because you have a tree problem that has a soil problem. See, that tree has a soil problem. So I was right in saying it has a soil problem, but I should have said the tree has a soil problem, right? I was right in saying it has a tree problem. The tree has a problem with the soil, right? And the soil's having a problem, so you have a soil problem. And that's how I started along that path of understanding what this relationship is, the soil and everything else. Is how I, as an arborist, I said to myself, the tree, let's see, the trees are growing in the ground, in the soil. So maybe I should be looking at the soil to see what the tree needs, what's going on. Because the tree is supposed to be getting, people tell me, don't do anything, nature would feed it, nature would take care of it for you. I go, okay, you do realize you're taking Mother Nature's place, right? You do realize that. You're not taking over entirely. She still handles the weather, rain, even though we've changed those things, right? See, you know what I'm saying? I guess she still handles the sun rising and moon rising. We haven't changed that yet. But here's the thing that I have come to the conclusion over the years. That's what I have. That's what I also say in my book, Dances with Ants. You know, I tell people, look, you get rid of all the ants in your property. What's going to happen? Think about it. You got 5 seconds. More ants to move in. Right? So that's not the answer. I've always tried to explain to people short-term and long-term solutions. So the long-term solutions explains why this is happening in the first place. So why are the ants? Why is the soil having that problem, right? Because remember, the ants also live in the soil. That's what they're supposed to be living in, the soil. So if something goes, whenever you have an infestation of any one insect, right? The way it works in nature, everything's balanced out. But you, wherever you have an infestation of any one thing, so like in a disease, a cold, basically you have an infestation of that particular cold, right? Right? So whenever there's an imbalance, and so the way to control the problem, the way to deal with the problem, is to understand the long term, what's going on, what's happening. Because the soil doesn't die overnight. Your body doesn't get sick overnight unless you get injected with poison or anything with the soil. So you can speed up the process if you want to. But so in terms of ant control, people have to realize there's two things you're going to have to be aware of. One is you want immediate relief. You want to be able to say, okay, I want the ants in the house. What can I do to kick him out of the house or kick him off of here or get him off of that or to reduce them somehow or whatever, right? There's too many of them, right? And so the answer is not to try to kill them all. Definitely not to try to torture them all, right? And, you know, there are things that you shouldn't be adding to the soil that a lot of things that people are using. They will also kill the other innocents that are involved in this process, earthworms and other biologicals that live in the soil. Can you imagine what happens if you pour boiling water into the soil? Think about it. Oh, yeah, if you pour it into their colony, it will get them very pissed. It may not destroy them all. Just one or two survive, and you got more of them coming. It depends. If you kill the queen, it'll make another queen eventually. And what it does is it further damages the soil. So the more damage you do to the soil, the worse the ants' condition is going to be in the long run. And the relationship also between the soil and climate change is exactly like that. The more you damage the soil, the greater the extent of the damages is going to be happening to the climate change, to the extreme climate change, right? There has never been a creature on Earth that has done more damage to the soil than humans, and as fast. But sometimes, you know, creatures may take, you know, like dinosaurs, they took millions of years, right? They still didn't damage the soil. You know, we've been around that long. You know, I think we've been around millions of years. It's hard. I'm not really sure. I don't think so. But we could have been, if you study cycles and stuff. If you believe in Lemur and Atlantis and places like that, one of these days in my other shows, I can talk a little bit about that. But so what's happening is that we have damaged the soil faster than anything else on the planet. And because of that, the climate change is speeding up faster and faster, and we have a big problem. So, and the ants are only really the warning signs of this problem. Not just the ants, but all the insects and all the creatures on the planet, they react to this differently. But sticking to ants. So, and this month is called Natural Pest Control. So I'll be talking a lot about all these, how the soil has a relationship to everything that we deal with. You know, how we do fleas and tick controls, for example. How we deal with snail. How we deal with gophers. They all pretty much have to do with the soil. You know, the natural rose care. How diseases and pests of roses. Diseases and pests of the fruit trees. Diseases and pests of the lawns. Diseases, right? These isn't pests of trees. All have to do with the soil, and it's the very same underlying force that governs it all. Okay? What is that? I hear a humming, but in harmony. So anyway, you're listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. I'm Andy Lopez, better known as the Invisible Gardener. Today I'm talking about ants, natural ant control. Two ways to deal with it, short-term and long-term solution. The sooner you get started in a long-term solution, the sooner you get it done. Because remember, it takes long-term. So the sooner you get started on that, the sooner it'll get control. It'll happen. And as soon as that long-term solution is solved, the short-term solution takes care of itself. See? But there's several short-term solutions that you can use, mainly in the house. There's lots of things you can do in the house to drive the ants out. There are things you can do outside to start reducing the ant population, but you need to control the ant population. You want to have the ants as your natural soldiers. You want to be allies with them rather than fight with them, right? Think about it. It works. It works. Trust me. Once you get the ants on your side, and you'll be surprised at how wonderful the whole system works. The ants will not attack you. They don't attack. Look, ants don't attack anything, you know, only in that movie. But when they go after a tree, for example, when there's one lady, for example, she says, I'm having an ant problem, and because the ants are attacking the tree, right? They're hibiscus or the vegetables or whatever else. And I just want to, you know, have them stop that. I want to stop doing that. So I have to kill the ants because the ants are going after the roses. They have to go into the fruit trees. They're going after everything. They're bringing these, they're causing, I don't know what's going on, but the trees don't look good. They got this black stuff on it. There's mealybugs and aphids, all kinds of creatures on there. Get rid of the ants. And that's not, you know, okay, so that's what the ants are supposed to do. You know, the ants hurt pests. We call them pests, but they hurt other insects, whether it be aphids, mealybugs. They hurt them like cattle. If you look at a blown-up picture of them, you see it looks like a cow with little milk udders. And so the ants don't attack the plants. They bring these the herd of their insects, and they attack the plants, and then the ants milk the aphids and the mealybugs and whatever else, right, for their nectar, and the nectar is what they take back to their colony. Ants have two stomachs. One that they eat for themselves and one that they use for the food to take back to the colony. Now, here's the thing, okay? So the ants would not bring a herd of aphids or whatever to a tree if that tree or plant was healthy. Something determines, you know, something tells the ant that's not good. That one's there, perfect. See? Now, what is that and why? Because it makes sense that that happens, because you understand ants are Mother Nature's janitors. Their job is to go out, you stay, you go, you stay, you go, you go, you stay, you go, you stay, you go. And what determines whether the ants go after that plant or that plant? What makes the difference? Because if the ants don't go to that one plant, they're not going to get attacked by any of these aphids or mealybugs that it brings. And it probably would not be attacked by anything else, because all the insects are going, nope, not food for me. Right, but if it's food for the pest, it's not food for you. I make up a lot of stuff, okay, so it makes it real simple for you to understand. Okay, so here's the thing that I've learned over time. So I talk a lot about trace minerals. Okay, so now, and I also talk a lot about bricks. Bricks is a measurement of sure, not the bricks you build a house with, but B-R-C-K. B-R-I-C, brick, right? Brick. And the brick level is a measurement of sugar. It's use a refractometer. A refractometer breaks the light up into its elements. Calcium, iron, magnesium, whatever, the light. That's how scientists look at other planets and determine what composition they're made of. It's also used for measurement of sugar in certain plants. So it's used in the beer industry. It's used in the wine industry, juice. It's also used in medicine. It's also used in a variety of other different applications. So using it in the agricultural or the horticultural application, they would do, you know, a juice, orange juice, beer, wine. I have four refractometers. One's very expensive and one's very cheap. The other two are in between. So the very cheapest refractometer I had, I bought from eBay. It was $35. I had to pay, whatever it was for shipping, you know. That's the cheapest one. It was for making beer. The most expensive one is a $10,000 Leica unit, which was given to me, gee whiz. In the early 80s, in the late 80s. And then the other two that I have, one's a $75 unit and one's a $300 unit. The $300 unit is a digital. They're a lot harder to use than the analog, which are the other type. And so a refractometer will basically, you put the juice or whatever you want to read through in front of on the lens, and then the light comes through and it breaks it down to what bricks level it is, if you're using the one per agriculture, okay? So, and you'll see the numbers. You'll see a line goes across the middle of the horizontal. There'll be white on top and black on the bottom, and there's like a scale, another bar going vertically with broken down into lines. You'll say 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, depending upon the reading range. The reading range for agriculture or use, for our use, is not higher than 40, you know, so we go 10, 20, 30, 40, or maybe broken up to 10, 15, you know, we'll have little bars across. And so whatever that black and white line meant, and you run it across, you see the line, you'll see the bricks number, bricks of it. You can't have a negative bricks, it'll just go down to zero, right? So my experience led me to understand that not only does brick measure sugar, but it also measures the mineral content, right? Because remember, that's how scientists can tell what a planet or star it's made of, because it breaks up to light. Okay, so I realized that almost late. Well, geez, if you do that, then yeah, you're actually looking at the mineral content. But what happens is that sugar in plants is the way that the minerals are transferred to the tree, to the plants, is the carrier of the minerals, right? So we have, when you're reading the bricks level of juice and the sugar level, you're actually looking at the juice, the minerals that's in that sugar level. Unfortunately, it doesn't get broken up into calcium, iron, magnesium, and those things. You know, you need to, come up with a refractometer that maybe you can switch them back and forth, because either you have to get the more expensive one, which does do that, break it up, and that'll do anything. So, and those are thousands and thousands of dollars. Or you just be happy with this bricks level thing. And so what happens is that it's called the fuzzy rule. So that line I told you between the black and the white, when it's really, really sharp, you can see it very clearly. That means that it's limited to what minerals it has. It may only have one or two minerals in there, right? Really, really sharp. But if it's really fuzzy, you can't really, and that band kind of extends out a little bit. The more it extends, the more fuzzy it is, the more variety of minerals it has. And I'm not kidding. It's called the fuzzy rule. Right? So if you had a wide fuzzy band, you're going to go, wow, lots of minerals in that sucker. Okay? So I, along with this understanding of minerals and bricks, and why am I so hung up on minerals and bricks and minerals and minerals? It's because the bugs are, insects are hung up on it. The ant has a built-in refractometer in his eyes. It can look at a tree plant and go, wow, bricks level are low, which is what they want. They want the opposite. They don't want to plant with high bricks level because they cannot deal with that minerals. Here's what happens. This is my understanding. It's not entirely, totally available to everybody. There are different versions eventually out there. They talk about the soil, like Josh Tickle on Kiss the Ground. Talk about the soil and how important that is, right? So I've just kind of been taking it along for to understand that the important. And another lady contacted me about she's into the importance of trace minerals. So there's more and more stuff going on out there, really, really good. Symphony of the Soil that talks about the importance and what happens and how this works. And the recent post I did on how trees communicate, and they found out that mycelium helps trees communicate. Duh, gee whiz. I'm shocked. Anyway, so it comes down to trace minerals. So when the ant looks at a plant and says, bingo, what it consciously or unconsciously is acknowledging that that plant is not getting the trace minerals it needs. This is how they have evolved over those millions of years. Because remember, they're supposed to remove these plants. That's their job. Out, in, right? They only take out the ones out there that are getting weak, that are not healthy. The wolf only goes after the sick sheep. Eh? Right? Okay, so it comes down to trace minerals. And here's the thing that I've learned over time again. I said, okay, so what's the deal with the trace minerals? If it has trace minerals, why doesn't the ants want it hurt? Because if the ants was to take those, say, aphids over to that plant, first of all, the aphids would try to do it, right? They would say, okay, fine, I'll attack this tree and start sucking on it because the aphids is not as smart as the ants. I never told you this, but the ants are female-run organization. Very, very smart. But you tell one ant, they all know. Okay, that's true. So, and that aphid will, punch a hole in there and suck the blood of the tree and try to digest that. But that aphid would die. And the ants will go, see, I told you, this is not such a good idea, right? Okay, and why would that aphid die? Right? Or any other pest that will come along and try to attack that tree. Why would it die? I'll tell you why. Okay, you're going to have to call me and I'll tell you secretly because I can't reveal this over the air. Are you kidding me? This is what the whole thing is all about, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll tell you why. Okay, so it turns out it has to do with carbohydrates. Now, simple carbohydrates are the main source of food for these for insects. Simple carbohydrates give them that energy and the food and everything they need to do their thing. Now, it turns out that it's a simple carbohydrates and a complex carbohydrates. It's the same thing with the human body. Everything's identical in the human body, by the way. I mean, I've been telling you for a long time now, the microbes, we evolved from the microbes in the soil. So there's a definite relationship other than the fact that we decided to pick up and walk away rather than be physically connected. It's one of the problems we're having now with people. They need to stick their hand in there and they need to actually connect to the soil because that's where we're from. I think the religious people, is, you know, the dust became and dust returned. They had something to that. And not so much dust. I would say from soil we come and from the soil we go. I just made that up. That's pretty good. So it has to do with trace minerals. So when you get trace minerals, all the trace minerals in your body you need, it produces a complex carbohydrates. And plants produce a form of complex carbohydrates different than a form of complex that humans or animals produce. If you're a healthy human, you can produce a complex carbohydrates. If you're a sick human, you're going to be producing simple carbohydrates, the wrong kind of carbohydrates. You can have all kinds of heart problems, all kinds of brain problems, all kinds of stuff. Get it? So trace minerals. Here's the thing, too, it's even more interesting, is that we need 96 different trace minerals. 96 trace minerals. and the plants do too. And the insects do too. And the bees. You know, bee pollen and honey, one of the things that makes them so wonderful is their trace minerals. Now, if you're missing a certain trace minerals, which I like to call exotics, you're not going to be able to produce the complex carbohydrates. So not only do you need trace minerals, you need also the exotic trace minerals that you only get in a certain way. You need those also. So when you're doing the chemical the problem with chemical fertilizers is that it destroys the natural system of the soil. It's like when you take antibiotics, they tell you you're going to screw up your stomach, right? Because you're killing all the natural biology in there, and hopefully you're going to get it back. You have to take probiotics or whatever else to get the microbes back in there again. Nobody's giving probiotics to the soil when you use Roundup or when you use other type of fertilizers. Killing them. It kills the natural bacteria that's in the soil, and then they're going to get this bad stuff, which is going to stress them out even more. And I tell people all the time, organic fertilizers do not work in dead soil. Organic fertilizers have to work in living soil. So if you want to control the ants, so the ants are naturally controlled by the living soil. There are microbes in the soil which control the population of the ants. Remember, the ants have their colonies in the soil. There's no way the ants can get in the soil without having to go through the soil. So the soil has a certain biology, certain microorganisms that control the growth of not just the ants, but everything else. And if they're not there, so not only do they not control the bugs, right, but they also are not feeding giving food to what they're supposed to be doing. So what they do is they're part of the food chain, the beginning and the end of the food chain. So they give healthy, trace mineral rich food to the plants, which then are eaten by other things, right? That's how we get our trace minerals. You cannot eat copper, iron, magnesium, or any of these other stuff. Neither can I. I tried, really, it hurts my teeth. And then you can't go to the bathroom because you have this rocks in your stomach. It doesn't work. You have to eat something. I already ate it. When you eat the vegetables, it's supposed to have the minerals in there. I was talking to another person the other day. He says, Andy, you're all totally wrong. You don't have to do anything to the soil. It's all in there. I go, yeah, that was probably true maybe 100 years ago, or maybe for thousands and thousands of years, because Mother Nature was putting it back in. But it ain't true anymore now. Even when you go to a forest, and you say, well, look at the forest. It should be taking care of itself. Well, it's very different forest now than it was 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Why is that? Because there were millions and millions of animals all over the place, billions of birds, billions of these creatures all coming and going through the forest. And what do? They poop, they live, they eat, they poop, they die. Okay? And they don't stay in one place. They travel all over the place. They'll eat something from one place and they'll die over there. Oh, man. It's a perfect recycling system, perfect way, if you study, compost, how you make compost, what you're really doing is you're duplicating Mother Nature and how she gets the bacteria and the minerals and the microbes and everybody together and putting it back into the earth, healing the earth. We don't do that enough. We don't give things to the soil to help it become alive. We put things in that destroy it, from fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, like I said, Roundup, very, very bad. You name the chemical and the pesticides. The fertilizers are all bad. Fertilizers are salts. They only have maybe copper and iron, maybe some magnesium, right? Of course, they have the nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, and that's maybe only six. We need 96. There's only 90 other trace minerals that are missing. Gee whiz, right? Okay, so we have a few more minutes left. And so that's how you control the ants, okay? And that's a long-term thing. You ain't going to be able to fix that overnight. So you have to start doing that, the process of controlling your watering, because soil water is really bad. Rain is good, city water is bad. But you want to make living compost. You want to put the mycorrhizae in and all the wonderful stuff. Just recently, Dr. Earth started producing, well, they've been doing it for a long time, but now it's available at a local nursery. You have wonderful stuff that has mycorrhizae, all kinds of stuff in it you want to put back into the soil. See, right? You want to get earthworm castings. You want to really help the soil. And that's going to take a while. But if it does, if you do that, every year it gets better and better and better. You control the ants. The ants will be less and less. They'll be happy. They will go all the places to get stuff. They won't be attacking your plants. Indoors, there are lots of things you can do indoors to keep the ants outside. One of the ways you get their attention, you learn how to use natural soap. I use Dr. Brunner's. It's a nice Castile soap. There's peppermint, lavender, eucalyptus, almond, you know. You just add a little bit of water, spray inside. There are other things you can use inside. You just have to be very careful because you're inside. You do not want to be spraying garlic or coffee grinds or any of these other things. Vinegar works really, really good to get their attention. You spray a little bit. The thing to do is to figure out how the ants are coming inside. So you spray a little bit of the soap inside. Lots of other things. A little bit of vinegar can be used. Simple hot water. Just make boiling hot water, spray it on the ants. It will kill them because they'll get their attention. And then hopefully you can find how they're coming in. Patch up the holes so they don't come in. On the outside, you want to figure out what's going on in your property. The ants are going nuts. And you have to attend to that. Okay, you have to figure out and the best thing to do is start applying compost, start learning how to add things to the soil. You want to look at the health of the soil. Do a soil test, and you bet you'll find that your microbes are missing. And you want to get your stomach back in shape, so to speak, right? That's a long-term health, is get your stomach back in shape. And in the interim, you want to help the plants that are growing there. So you want to feed them good organic fertilizers. You want to learn how to do foliar spraying their leaves. That way they get their food in there. Try to give them the food, the minerals that's missing. That's why it's important to buy different sources of minerals. That's why my Rock Dust blend has all the minerals in there. See, the wider source, the better. That's why I put super seaweed with it. Super seaweed is a microbiological activator. Put the two together. Duh. Add my Rock Dust blend to your compost. Duh. Right? Okay, so I have a reason why I'm talking faster, because the clock keeps moving, right? So next, my next show is going to be more. Okay. There you go. That's it. Relax. Next week's show is going to be natural gopher remote control. I'm going to talk about natural Wi-Fi control, more about how the soil and disease and pest control, talk about more about bricks, more about minerals. The week after that, we're going to do fleas and ticks, okay? Natural pet care, right? Then we do a natural lawn care, talk about the pests and diseases of the lawn, snail control. Anything you want me to talk about that has to do with natural pest control, I'm going to cover it this month. And then... if you haven't gotten my newsletter, sign up to get my newsletter. That will keep you, let you get into the contest, as well as all kinds of other things. So, and coming up is my cosmic spaceship. I write music, and the music is nothing like you've ever heard before. It's not geared. It's actually a workout. It's meant for you to do a workout, because that way we get your body doing something, and then we work on your mind, and we're working on other things. And that's coming up next. It's called The Cosmic Spaceship. So thank you very much for listening to my show. You can always send me a when you do the newsletter, if you don't want to do the newsletter, fine. You can just do the inquiry up there. You have a question, you want to talk to me, that's fine. Then I'll get the email to you. If you want to send me an email, you take your chances on me finding it through the email. You know, I can't guarantee I'll find it. That's why I like you. If you have to talk to me, go through the inquiry. That way, it goes into a certain box, and I can guarantee you to get it. Right? If you have the newsletter, there's a button there you can click for the email. You can send me an email if you have a question. If anything's going on, let me know. I'm happy to talk to you. I'm trying to get more guests lined up. I have to get them up lined up in advance, so I have more people coming on. We're going to have so I have talking to a wide variety of people already to do the show, and I think we're going to be done soon. I don't know. It's another minute. Probably we should just sit around here and go do. Let's see what this does.
BBSRadio.com, home of Don't Panic, It's Organic, with Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener.